My friends, in a time where there's a lot of loneliness, a lot of fear, even senses of vulnerability, we have to reassess the type of power that is part of our family as Christians. You know, I heard a evangelical pastor with all the best of intentions say once, he said, you know, life is like a tennis doubles match. It's you and Jesus against the world, the flesh, and the devil. And I would argue to correct that model fairly significantly, although of course Jesus is enough to win over Satan and the world and the flesh. But on our side of the net, we've got the Trinity. We've got the God the Father, the Creator. We've got the Son, the victorious Redeemer, the incarnate mercy of Jesus, the all-powerful, infinite power of the resurrected Christ. And we've got the Holy Spirit, the divine sanctifier, he who seeks to sanctify all that is open to his grace of holiness. We've got God on our side, first and foremost. We've got the Trinity. Then we have Our Lady. Our Lady is far more powerful than Satan. This is revealed in Genesis 3:15. The best that Satan can do is try to strike at her heel, where she is going to be striking his head. In the traditional understanding of, and the papally approved understanding of Revelations of Genesis 3:15, she will crush his head after the Father puts total enmity between the woman and the serpent. That's one bookend of Scripture. The other bookend is, again, a confirmation of the power of the woman over the adversary. That in the fight between the woman and the dragon, there is a battle where the woman gives birth to the child who's ruler of all nations, and the woman battles for the rest of her offspring. So it is indeed God's greatest creature versus his most heinous creature. That's why mystical writings, rituals of exorcism alike will testify that Mary has a power over Satan, that the rosary is used powerfully to exorcise presences and possessions of the demon. So we have, again, on our side of the net, the Most Holy Trinity. We have the Blessed Mother, who is in her created nature is more powerful than Satan. Then we have all the saints, and I recommend in a special way St. Joseph, who has that rite of proto-dulia, first among the saints. Joseph is the terror of the demons. So he too exercises a power that brings fear to the other side of the net. Then we have all the angels, the nine choirs of angels, who said yes to the moral testing, so they are part of the heavenly host. We have the holy souls in purgatory who can intercede on our behalf. And, of course, this sense of the church on earth, the pilgrim church, our brothers and sisters. So, in sum, we are massively more powerful than the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we have to walk in that confidence. I mean, many of the saints have said, even in mystical writings, you know, we're with you, we're next to you. Walk with a confidence that you're one of a company of saints and angels, even in the midst of our battles down here. So, do we struggle with loneliness? Do we struggle with fear, with vulnerability? Surely we can struggle with those things. How do we remedy? By revelation and grace, by the truth. And the truth is, our side of the net is unquestionably more powerful than the world, the flesh, and the devil. As legitimate and significant as those powers are, they are minuscule in light of the power of the Trinity, of our Blessed Mother, of Saint Joseph, of all the saints in heaven, of the angels, of the holy souls in purgatory, and of brothers and sisters on earth praying and interceding on our behalf. So let's walk our Christian life with a sense of the power of the resurrected Jesus, the infinite mercy of Jesus, and the massive family that we have as members of the faith. Our photo album doesn't stop because of the richness of our family. And the power of our side of the net is a power not of dictatorship, not of totalitarianism, a power of love, of mercy, of upbuilding, of forgiveness, of goodness, of fulfillment, of peace. As long as we stay on our side of the net, we have victory. And let's walk with that trust and confidence that we are on the victorious side, both qualitatively and quantitatively, because of the Most Holy Trinity, our Mother, St. Joseph, the angels and saints, the souls in purgatory, and our unity together. Thanks. God bless you.